Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College plans modest budget increase, raises mill levy amid declining county valuation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette College is planning a modest 1% budget increase for fiscal year 2026, bringing the total to just over $26.7 million. Despite the addition of a $1.275 million in development costs for the proposed Enzi Center, the increase over last year's budget is only about $246,000. The Gillette News Record reported Vice President and CFO Ann Larson told the College Board last week that higher facility costs, including a $1.4 million land purchase and campus maintenance, account for much of the jump. Some relief is expected in next year's maintenance spending. With Campbell County's assessed valuation expected to drop from $5.3 to $4.85 billion, the college will raise its mill levy from 2.8 to 3.28 mills to maintain funding. That change will bring it to about $15.9 million in tax revenue. Trustees also pushed local lawmakers to consider changing state law from mill-based to dollar-based taxation, which could ease the burden on higher-value counties like Campbell County. The public budget hearing is scheduled for July 16th at the college's Educational Services Center. Governor declines to remove Weston County Clerk after election mistakes. Governor Mark Gordon has completed his review of complaints against Weston County Clerk Becky Hadlock, determining that while her office made serious mistakes during the 2024 election, there was no evidence of willful negligence or malicious intent. According to a press release, the governor will not pursue her removal from office, stating that such an action would override the will of Weston County voters. Gordon emphasized the seriousness of the allegations and said a thorough investigation was conducted, including interviews and document reviews. He acknowledged Hadlock's poor management, but concluded that the election system ultimately functioned as intended, correcting the errors without impacting results. The governor said removing an elected official is the last resort and must be based on substantial harm or intent to deceive, neither of which was proven in this case. Hadlock will remain in office until voters decide her future in the next election. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.